Pennsylvania will elect a governor this year, and while Democratic incumbent Tom Wolf is unopposed in the May 15th party primary, three Republican candidates are in a heated contest to win the right to challenge Wolf in the November general election. Today, we'll feature the first of our interviews with the Republican candidates. Laura Ellsworth is a 59-year-old attorney from Pittsburgh. She spent 30 years at the international law firm of Jones Day, though she's better known for her civic work in what's often referred to as the Pittsburgh Renaissance. She headed the Chamber of Commerce and played important roles in the United Way and the Allegheny Conference on Community Development. She spoke with WHYY senior reporter Dave Davies.
Laura Ellsworth, welcome to Newsworks Tonight. The state has a huge budget deficit. Can you fix that without raising taxes? What's a key element of this?
A key element of it is growing the business base laterally, creating an environment where businesses that are already here want to grow and expand, and more importantly, businesses that aren't here want to come and contribute to the tax base. If we grow the tax base laterally by bringing new businesses and new taxpayers, we can get ourselves out of this problem. That business growth coupled with more fiscal discipline than we've seen, those two things together will absolutely get us out of this crisis.
Is there a particular program, though, that you think is inefficient or can be cut to save a lot of money? Because the numbers are pretty big here.
They are. I think one of them is DEP and DOT. I think those are organizations
Department
that have—
Environmental Protection and
yes.
Department of Transportation.
Yes. Yeah. I think these are departments that have grown into silos because as different programs have come along, different divisions and departments were formed. There is now a huge amount of replication. There's a huge amount of siloed activity that could be done much more effectively and efficiently. One of the other things that I think could really be done is to invest in technology. Just about every department up there is using technology from the 60s and 70s. We need to fix that so that all of these departments can work more effectively and efficiently.
Do Pennsylvania schools need more money?
I think we have made a mistake by conflating more money with success. I think we believe, as I see this governor, that throwing more money at a problem solves it, and I think sometimes the reverse is true. It makes us feel good about ourselves, but we're not doing the really heavy lifting that we need to do to improve outcomes for children. So I think where we need to focus on education is on our children and meeting our children where we find them, delivering diverse educational experiences so that every child can learn in the way he or she learns best. And not all children learn the same. You know that from your own children, right? Our different children learn differently. We need to put the children first.
Is there one specific way that we can do that?
I think we can allow diversity of schools and more school choice for parents.
Do we need any new regulations on guns?
I think we have right now the 1995 gun law, as you well know, provides, if enforced adequately, provides an opportunity to keep guns, weapons out of the hands of dangerously mentally ill people that I think everybody agrees we need to do. I think one additional regulation I would like to see is more centralized reporting. And I would also like to see a regulation that if there is a report that is received relative to a school, that the school be immediately notified of that threat, not waiting to see whether somebody does or does not get around to investigating it. The minute that comes in, the school should at least be notified.
What about automatic weapons? I mean, do people need to have military weapons? Bump stocks, too.
I'll answer the question separately. I do not think – I have been on record as saying I think bump stocks, accessories that convert weapons into something else should be regulated, and I believe that they should. There is, in Pennsylvania, as you know, two Second Amendments. There is the federal Second Amendment that applies, and there is also a state Second Amendment. The state Second Amendment is broader in this respect. It says that the right of citizens to bear arms for their own defense and in defense of the state shall not be questioned. I read those as saying what people use for their own defense, but also in defense of the state. I read that as being broader than the guns that people might use for recreation. I believe that the Constitution speaks to both of those classes of guns, and I believe that we have to understand that we are dealing with a constitutional issue when we talk about where government can regulate in that kind of a situation.
Wow, to defend the state, you might want to have bazookas, tanks, 50 caliber machine guns.
I think there is reasonable regulation that comes in on any constitutional amendment. We've seen it in the Second Amendment and in other things too, but I do believe that constitutional amendment has to be the starting place.
What about the issues of around abortion rights? Would you have, for example, supported the law that Governor Wolf vetoed in December, which would have imposed new restrictions on abortion in the state?
SB3, which would have changed the period within which you can get an elective abortion and moved it back to 20 weeks, I would support that.
Why?
Because I, as a personal matter, I am a right-to-life person. I was an advanced age mother and saw my son's heartbeat at a very young age. And so that was very profoundly impactful to me. And so as a personal view, that is my frame of reference. I believe that moving the rule back to 20 weeks is constitutional because I think fundamentally, I think for everybody, the quandary is largely based on the viability of a child. And I think that when science moves the viability of a child back to 20 weeks, if a child can reasonably survive outside of its mother, we ought not take its life.
Laura Ellsworth, thanks so much for being on Newsworks tonight.
I appreciate the time. Thanks so much.
Pennsylvania Republican gubernatorial candidate Laura Ellsworth speaking with WHYY senior reporter Dave Davies.